With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Monday, December 14th, middle of the month. Time is short if you're trying to get your online orders in to get all of your holiday presents sent. But that's not something you need to concern yourself with right now. Right now, what we're doing is trying to take care of your financial questions. So if you are thinking about what should I do before the end of the year, I want to think about that because I heard your great interview with Michael Goodman over the weekend, Jill. Or if you're thinking about how do I start 2021 off on the right foot, all you need to do is send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. askjill@jillonmoney.com. Don't forget to tell us if you want to come on the air with us, because we really would love to hear your voices. Mark has arranged a whole system to get this done. And today we are so lucky. We are joined by Patrick from Michigan. Patrick, welcome to the program. What can we do for you?
Thanks, Jill. So 2020 is the first year that I have been moved into a category at work where instead of a traditional 401k, I'm in our non-qualified plan. So based on level of compensation and all of that, I guess there's a test they run, you know, everybody through at the end of the year for IRS rules. And I'm in a position now where I'm able to contribute greater than the 19.5 maximum for a 401k, but there's a lot of caveats that come with that. What amount can go towards that account? And I'm really just, I'm in the open enrollment period for that for 2021 and just trying to identify whether I'm better served keeping that money there or putting additional money into that non-qualified account, or whether I should look into moving more money over to a brokerage and things like that.
Got it. Okay. So just give us a little bit of a background as to what's going on in your personal life. Like, you know, what's the family look like? How much money have you saved? And what are some of the goals and objectives that you have?
Sure. So my wife and I live here in Michigan with our son, who's turning 10. We both work full time. Annual household income is around $200,000. I'm bonus eligible in, you know, beginning of second quarter most years, though obviously this year is will be a little different. We have about $40,000 in cash in high yield checking and savings, which accounts for maybe 8 to 10 months worth of expenses for us. And then as far as retirement goes, my wife fully funds her 403b through work. I'm looking at about $250,000 in my 401k. We're on a 15-year mortgage with about 14 years remaining, $100,000 balance there. And as far as goals go, I think I'm turning 40 in the new year. And I think longer term, we're looking at having some flexibility, maybe not having to work our kind of standard 9-to-5 jobs like we are now, through to standard retirement age, have some flexibility for consulting work, things like that.
And so for those of you listening, there are these interesting plans that exist that are non-qualified retirement plans, meaning that they don't look like that standard 401k. It is usually that you can either put in a pre or post-tax dollar amount into an extra plan, and that extra plan, there are some rules and regulations around that. The question I have for you is sort of twofold, and that is, you said you've moved into eligibility for this non-qualified plan. What's your idea around what you think the future holds? Do you think you'll stay at this company? Do you think that your income should continue to rise and you'll be able to continue to be part of the non-qualified plan? Or do you think this is a one-time only kind of deal?
No, this will be ongoing for me. So I've been with the company for 20 years. I'm not looking to go anywhere different. And it's, at least for us, it's based on our standard salary. So I will continue to be in this particular program, you know, moving forward. You know, again, it's the idea of what do we do with that extra? Is there benefit to that?
And talk to me about what might happen if you were to leave the company? What happens to the non-qualified plan?
Yeah, so that for us is the kind of the greatest exposure to risk. The way the plan is structured, anything that hasn't been moved annually over to my existing 401k, I receive that entire balance in full in either January or February of the following year. So if I were to leave the organization to go to a different company, if I was to kind of get a little more creative and do some consulting work on the side instead, then I would get a payout all at once. And that would count against my income for that, for whatever year that disbursement occurs in.
Okay. One other question for you. If you stick around there and life is all good there, is there an ability for you to use a Roth 401k option, or do they just have a traditional 401k?
We only have a traditional option.
All right. I am leaning towards doing this. Okay. And I just need to know, what's your cash flow look like in terms of, you know, with you both maxing out right now, how are things going in your household expenses from month to month?
Yeah, we're in good shape. So at this point, I think, you know, we're looking between $4,000 and $5,000 a month in expenses, which leaves us with about $1,500 to $2,000, depending on the month. And that's in excess of the other kind of things that we're funding. So 529 for our son, obviously the 401k, the 403b. So that's excess on top of current investing strategy and household expenses.
I'm leaning towards doing this, and I'll tell you why. I think it's a good opportunity for you. It sounds like you've had a very good career at this place. You know, sometimes I worry about these plans, either that the company itself shuts it off or that you become at risk, right? But it doesn't sound like you're in that situation. It sounds like actually you're making more money. This is really a pretty good opportunity for you to jam up your retirement contributions, and you can afford to do it. So I don't have a problem with it. You know, the big issue you're likely to face in the future, 100 years from now, when you actually do stop working, is that, oh, look, a lot of your money is going to have tax implications. And I'm not sure there's much to do about that right this second until one of you has a Roth option. I didn't ask you, does your wife have a 403b Roth option?
No, she doesn't.
Okay. I don't know. Sometimes with a 403b, if she's a public servant, you have a 457 option. Is there also a 457 option for your wife?
No, she works for a health system. So just the 403b.
Thank God she does. We need her. The one thing, maybe there's this one opportunity here. As I'm looking through, you know, you sent me a lot of your information ahead of time, so I appreciate that. You said you have an IRA rollover, right? There may be an opportunity that if you're using your non-qualified plan, and depending on your tax situation, I'm wondering, you know, while you're still in the 24% tax bracket, maybe you should start converting that old rollover IRA into a Roth. And maybe that's something to consider because, again, you're going to need to be able to control your tax liability down the line. And that's probably the only place where you could do it. So that's the one thing that I would think is worth considering. Your income is going to remain pretty consistent. And who's entitled to the pension? Your wife?
My wife is, yeah. That's from a previous hospital she worked for.
Okay. I mean, I think that that's really the only other thing. Is the non-qualified plan a decent plan in terms of investments?
It is, yeah. So for me, I'm about 90-10 split between stock index funds and bond funds. So I've got access to, you know, an index for S&P, an index for total market, that kind of thing.
Patrick, you're a player, 90% stocks. You didn't get freaked out in the spring?
You know, it's the long game, right?
Let me do a few odds and ends. So yes, I think that this is a good plan to use. Couple of odds and ends. You guys have life insurance?
We do, yes.
Okay. Term life insurance?
Term, yes.
Good. And estate planning done, wills, power of attorney, healthcare proxies?
Yep, all that's done. And we have a trust set up as well.
Very nice. Okay. I think you're in great shape. What's the mortgage interest rate?
We are at 3.375.
All right. So no paying that down early. I think you're in great shape. I think you should rock and roll, keep working, sock as much money away as you can. We'll rerun your retirement projections when you get closer. But if you can do that, you can play around with it, you're going to see you're in very good shape. I can just tell because you guys are saving a ton of money. So I say go for it.
All right. Great. Thank you very much.
Okay, if you, like Patrick, want to join us on the air, all you have to do, send an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com, or if you're on our website at jillonmoney.com, we've got a contact button, send us your questions, but if you want to be on the show with us, we'd love to have you. Don't forget, while you're on the website, sign up for the free weekly newsletter and make Mark's December. Do you know how you can make Mark's December? Go and leave a rating and a review for this podcast. He is looking at getting to 1,000 reviews before the end of the year. I don't know why. It's just that we both have this desired, you know, we like to essentially mark our own milestones. That's the only one we can control. All right. As always, wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and please try to lift someone up today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.